You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Instagram has introduced three major changes to its ad platform. Google has lowered the minimum price for apps in its Google Play Store in India. And the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has seen its sales decrease. The image-centric social network Instagram has introduced three major changes to its ad platform in order to attract advertisers. It's expanded its ad platform to 30 new countries, including India, South Korea, and Mexico, and has announced that it will be available worldwide from the end of the month. Small to medium-sized businesses will be able to use Instagram ad platform, which was only previously available to large businesses. It's also extended the maximum length of video ads from 15 to 30 seconds and introduced landscape rectangular capabilities. Previously, video ads had to be square. The introduction of longer horizontal video means that advertisers can now use the same ads for TV and Instagram, reducing video production costs for advertisers. It's also improved its calls to actions options, which now allows advertisers to link to an external site outside of Instagram. Google has lowered the minimum price for apps in its Google Play Store in India, just 10 rupees, equivalent to 10 pence. The previous minimum app price for Google Play apps had been 50 rupees. Google hopes that this reduction will help encourage more Indians to download apps from the App Store and thus encourage developers to create apps for the Indian market. The Indian smartphone market is one of the fastest growing in Asia, with smartphone shipments to the country increasing by 44% last quarter. This isn't the first Google-related news to come from India in recent weeks. Earlier this month, the Indian Competition Commission accused Google of unfairly promoting its own services in its search results at the expense of competitors. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has seen its sales decrease despite user engagement remaining high on the site. The fall in sales is thought to be due to a lack of consumer confidence due to the Chinese financial market crash and the country's ailing economy, rather than a sudden reduction in the ability of Chinese consumers to spend. Alibaba has also seen a fall in its gross merchandise volume. This is partly due to Alibaba's crackdown on counterfeit goods, however, so will ultimately make the site more sustainable and competitive in the long term. Alibaba hopes that spending will pick up again on Singles Day, which falls on November this year, and is traditionally the biggest online shopping day in China, similar to Black Friday in the US. Last year, Singles Day brought in sales worth over $9 billion for the Chinese e-commerce giant. Social networks are the key channels for display advertisers targeting Latin America, according to research by Comscore. The study looked at where online display ads were placed in April 2015 in Latin America and found that social media was the top category across all countries. In Mexico, 54% of all online display ads were placed on social media, with the figure remaining high in Argentina and Brazil, where they accounted for 42 and 38% of all online display ads respectively. The popularity of social media as an advertising channel makes sense when looking at the popularity of social networks in Latin America. Almost 240 million people are estimated to go on social media at least once a month, and around 96% of all internet users in the Latin American region. And finally, the South Korean tech company Dot has developed a Braille smartwatch for blind and visually impaired users. The smartwatch uses bumps which rise up to display four characters at a time at a variety of speeds, which can then be changed depending on how quickly the user can read Braille. The smartwatch connects to the user's smartphone using Bluetooth and can display whatever the user asks for when they make a voice command, from text messages to social media feeds. The device costs $280, much less than the large PC-based alternatives that have only been available for blind people up until now, which typically cost $10,000. The first 10,000 smartwatches will be sold in the US later this year. There are around 285 million blind or visually impaired people worldwide, meaning there is plenty of demand for blind technologies, a relatively untapped market. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.